ナモタサバガバトアラハトサンマサブダサ。Homage to him, the exalted one, the enlightened one, the supremely awakened one. Good morning, everyone. This is Earl Ikeda of Molele Hunganji Mission. On behalf of the Molele Hunganji Ohana, I'd like to take this opportunity to express not only our best wishes, but also thank you very much for supporting our White Way recording. It's been many, many years, and through the generous support of all of you, we're able to continue to try and, in our own way, promote or propagate the Dharma. I'd like to reflect on this year's slogan. The 2013 Hunganji slogan for this year is Path of Entrusting, Live the Teachings. And there's a small quote under there from Kakyaj Sensei, translated by Arai Sensei. And the quote says, "For some people, hindrances and setbacks only become sources of empty complaints and grudges. But for others, the hindrances and setbacks enable them to appreciate truth and reality that surpass their mundane lives. This difference comes from how they face their own lives, or rather, from whether they have received the wisdom with which they surmount obstructions in life." How true. The Buddha Dharma, or the teaching of the Buddha, quite often is reflected in the word light. Light is a form of energy, and quite often we say the power or the light of the Buddha enables us to be able to see things more clearly. Not only outside, but the Dharma has a strength to help us to understand and see clearly what's inside, within our hearts, within our minds. And so, at the beginning part of the year, I'd like to reflect upon the concept of family. And I'm taking this concept from the book, The Teaching of Buddha. And it's written in this particular portion or section under Practical Guide to True Way of Living. And I quote, "A family is a place where minds come in contact with one another. If these minds love one another, the home will be as beautiful as a flower garden. But if these minds get out of harmony with one another, it is like a storm that plays havoc with the garden." One more time. "A family is a place where minds come in contact with one another. If these minds love one another, the home will be as beautiful as a flower garden. But if these minds get out of harmony with one another, it is like a storm that plays havoc with the garden." All of us, I believe, will agree that the center of our lives are families. And we concentrate all of our lives around what is known as this concept called family. And it is very, very precious for each and every one of us. I remember my father's passing words to me were, "Take care of your family, because in the end, that's all you've got." How true, I thought. But then in the course of life, although our families are very, very important, quite often I ask myself, even if I know that my family is important, how much time do I really spend with them? As I reflect upon not only my profession, but also my interests and all the things that I do, yes, family is important, but quite often family comes number two, after I do this, after I do that. And although it is very important, somehow, when you really think about it realistically, it may not necessarily be the number one thing that's most important. So we need to be realistic. And so the Dharma allows us to understand these things. And I believe this is the concept of Amida Buddha. In certain ways, Amida Buddha represents a quality of life. That is, when we're together, we make quality of the time that we've given to spend each time as if it was the very last moment that we have in life. And when we talk to each other, hopefully we'll be able to express ourselves in a way that each moment will be so precious, a living memory. But the passage in this book continues. "If discord arises within one's family, one should not blame others, but should examine one's own mind and follow a right path." What does it mean? In the course of life, even within family, we sometimes have conflicts or we have disagreements. I think the teachings of the Buddha wants us to really look at who and what we are and to be able to understand and accept each other for who and what they are. Quite often, even as a father, as a husband, in my mind, I have certain so-called standards or qualities I expect not only of myself, but also of the people that whom I call my family as well. And I ask myself sometimes, is that fair for me to put upon my concepts of what I perceive as being what I want them to be, as opposed to what they truly are. As a human being, I think we all seek happiness. As a human being, we all desire certain things that make a certain quality of life. But if you notice, these so-called qualities, the so-called things that we want to, we consider as being happiness, are based upon what we perceive as being the best. Unfortunately, because human beings are all different in their own way, it isn't necessarily true. So again, the teachings of the Buddha help us to see and accept each other just as they are, just who they are. Path of Entrusting, live the teachings. To me, this is very important, especially this time of the year, when we begin to reevaluate who and what we are. And as human beings, although we may never ever be able to fulfill them, we make resolutions at the beginning part of the year to say, this is what we want to do. The reality is that we can try, but for how long? But yet, as I reflect upon the vow of the Buddha which embraces me unconditionally, it brings everything together. Yes, a family is a very precious place where we're able to come together and be in contact with one another. If our minds, our hearts love each other, then the home is not a house, but again, a place where people live, exchange hearts and minds, exchange aloha. And like the beautiful garden, they become that wonderful place. But then at the same time, if we start to have our own opinions or we press our own issues, then sometimes we get into conflict. We call these arguments. And unfortunately, these arguments can be like storms which create havoc, which destroys the serenity and beauty of the garden. Therefore, the advice of the Buddha is, should these misunderstandings or conflicts arise within one's family, instead of pointing at others to blame, one should sit quietly and reflect upon who and what I am. As Shakyamuni had said, there are always causes and conditions. What role do I play in this cause and condition? How grateful we are for the teachings of the Buddha. How grateful we are for who and what we are. For that Buddha knew many, many eons of times ago who and what we are. And because he knew, he made these wonderful vows to embrace us unconditionally. This is a very important time to begin to reflect upon who and what we are. To be able to understand who and what we are is to experience life itself, to experience the Buddha in our everyday lives, and to feel the warmth that has always been there, embracing us unconditionally. So as we begin every day, especially now at the beginning part of the year, let us take this opportunity again to reflect upon who and what we are, and take opportunities to hear the Buddha Dharma. For the Buddha and the Dharma are dynamic energies that help us to see things more clearly. Again, not only what's outside, but also inside as well. How truly grateful we are to know that there is something out there that embraces and loves each and every one of us, accepts us just as we are. This is the power of the Dharma. Again, this is the path of entrusting that we all seek. And as we live the teachings, it means to be the best that we can be, the best human being, in conjunction with understanding responsibilities. And life is not just about me, myself, and I, but also incorporates many, many things or persons, causes and conditions. So at the beginning of the year, I'd like to express my deepest aloha to all of you. At the same time, best wishes for a wonderful year. And as the days go by, let us look forward to wonderful experiences which will not only help us to become better individuals, but again, allow us to share this precious time with everyone. With reverence and gratitude, I call the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu.